I like calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
He's more machine now than man, twisted and evil.
Sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kike!
I just threw your dog out the window, and I thought it would help. I was wrong. I was dead wrong. I'd be the first person to admit it.
I need parsley!
Astro van.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, that was the MTV Movie Awards. William Shatner. When they did the spoof of Seven, and he played all the parts.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've seen. It's lovely.
It was very funny.
Probably the funniest thing he's done besides the music.
Everything he does is funny.
It's like killing his wife all over again.
Yeah.
Pure humor.
Didn't
comic
song,
gold.
Didn't he do a song in that last record about his dead, about the dead wife in the water?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did.
Hmm.
I think it's one of the more depressing songs on that record.
It's a little hip hop beat tune about my dead wife.
What were the Aristocrats? Aristocrats
is
radio.com.
Com.
MySpace.com/AristocratCraig.
Dot woohoo.
Be Craig's friend. Dot woohoo.
Please.
We're trying to do a poll here.
Craig decided to finally get a MySpace because he didn't have one before.
Yeah.
So,
the character has a MySpace now.
Yes.
In
Craig,
character.
Craig the actor.
Which, if you haven't really noticed, the character isn't that far from the human being.
No, he's completely different.
You're revealing the fourth wall there, Vaughn.
He's just balder.
Balder.
Bald.
No, he's not. He has a full... If he grew that thing out, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it turns into an afro around like 2 inches.
It does.
Unless put it into the young boy look.
Which I wish you would.
We'll see what happens.
So we weren't here last week because...
Craig was in a ditch.
Oh, Craig was lying in a ditch somewhere.
Dead. I was dead.
You scared me, Vaughn. Vaughn.
Vaughn.
You scare me all the time.
I scare you.
Craig, you scared me.
We can talk about that, too.
Don't ever do that again.
We can talk about how I scare you, too.
Yeah. And all your manhood.
Cancerous ball sack.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't need to talk about you,
can
Nick.
Can you be a little more inside? How was your 4th of July, guys?
My 4th of July? I don't think I left, my bedroom.
Really?
Yeah, or my bed. I think I ate dinner, and that was about it.
Yeah.
I was shot.
Well, what'd you do the day before?
Went over some guy at Pat's house.
Some guy?
Well, you know him.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. There's a bunch of fat women that showed up.
Oh, awesome.
It was the worst night I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Drunk fat women grazing in his kitchen.
Trying to attack you.
Eating up like a tray as like sausage and peppers.
Ugh.
Food everywhere. They're eating like Jell-O shots and brownies.
Fucker, I'm hungry.
Just like it's Jell-O. Like...
Just
not,
like,
not
wait, Jell-O shots
and
brownies like it's Jell-O.
So where does the bad part come in?
They were loud retards.
They were bending over with no undies on.
No,
they were easy.
Like
loud
somebody
retards.
Said, is she pregnant? she looks pregnant. No.
When's
no.
that baby due?
When's that litter due?
Just walking around in all their glory.
Just taking my shoes off.
I've done that once. You ever do that?
What?
I did that to my brother's fiance once because she was wearing a tight shirt. And I was like, are you pregnant? And she just slapped me right in the mouth.
Whoosh.
Like, how dare you even think that? And I was like, what? You look
of course
like,
I am.
You got a little fat. No fault.
You got a little butt in the oven. Who cares?
Like, I never
accidents get happen.
It's like, I just got a little weight. I'm like, okay.
So you hung out with fat chicks eating sausages.
Eating sausages and brownies.
Yeah.
And
where did they come from?
Red Bank.
Oh, wait.
Anybody you know?
Where does this Pat live?
By the Red Store.
Wait, the Pat?
Yeah.
By what? The bar, you mean, Red?
The he lives in New Jersey now? Are we talking about the same Pat?
Oh, shit.
Spaz.
Oh!
Retard! I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're talking about
no.
Our police friend, Pat.
No, schmuck. Come on.
I don't know. Because I know you said your brother was in town, so I thought maybe...
Our head man in charge is as brain dead as a rock.
Who, me?
You're dumb as a bag of hammers.
Yeah, you.
I'm not.
You dumbass.
Why? No, well,
I don't know. I'm just going to bash.
There's like 18 Pats.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm just going to bash you anyway.
Turn your mic off. All right.
Hello?
Oops.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
There you go.
All right.
All right, so fat chicks, huh?
Yeah, it was god-awful, man. It sounds so much better with him not here.
It does, yeah.
I know. You guys could have done the show during the week. Come on, pricks.
Do your own show.
Yeah, really. Do your own nerd show.
Just talk about you going to comic book conventions, stalking people. Quit looking through my trash.
I don't see you going anywhere. I don't see you bringing up any hilarity.
You stay out of the captain's trash.
Use Captain Lou Albano condoms.
He flushes those.
Look at this old Hawaiian shirt. It's got his steak stain still in it. It's mine now. On the wall.
Trying to steal his rubber bands.
Trying to pull him out. Actually, he doesn't have them in his face, in the ears, but not his face. I never got that. Why would he have it? Why would he get his face pierced, like right there, between his nose and his cheek? It's like the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was actually pierced?
He was a forerunner.
Well, he had friggin', you know, he had...
I thought maybe they were just like...
Glued on?
Glued on or something.
Stick on.
It looked kind of real.
Stick on rubber bands.
Well, anyway.
How would you get a rubber band in there?
I don't know.
It's a circle.
It's a Chevy van.
How could you break the circle of life?
What?
To pierce yourself.
So you spent it with fat chicks. Vaughn, what'd you do?
I got drunk and watched Trainspotting and passed out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Were you on heroin?
No, but I really felt like I should have been.
Did you puke?
Yes.
Did you shit?
Did you really?
I took the biggest dump. I think I almost broke one of the toilets in my house. Ooh. And I puked out my window into a garbage can. It was beautiful.
What?
At like 4 in the morning, I woke up. I was like, pushed my window open, pushed the screen out, and puked into the garbage can.
Nice.
I couldn't make it to the bathroom. It was either that or the floor.
I've puked out my window a lot of times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Weird. Well, yeah, you're right. You got the bushes right
my,
there.
Yeah, like, the window's like a foot away from
my bed.
You got
all these nice shrubs.
And they're all
like,
gone.
There's that one bush that's all dead right by your window.
That bush is gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
One hole.
From you?
Urinating
and puking out your window?
Well, yeah. But
you're just doing it in a bucket and throwing it out the window?
No bucket.
Shit, puke,
you have a bathroom right across from your
room. Yeah, but I was like too drunk to get up. Like,
wow.
Or I was like so hungover, I didn't want to move because I'd puke more.
But don't you have like a basement kind of thing where it's like a high window?
No, it's a regular
just puking
like,
right onto
height.
The earth. I got like
plus, like it's perfect. Like I lean out my bed, I'm like on all fours like a dog just puking out the window.
No, I actually got to get. If I have to go to the bathroom or anything, and I really have to go, I have to go run through 3 or 4 rooms till I get to it. So I was like, you know, it's either have to explain to my father why there's puke on the floor all dried up because I've passed back out, or puke out the window.
It's just convenient.
Yeah, it was great.
But the bathroom is only
can't
like
puke at these windows
12 feet away.
That was
but
the third. The fourth, I didn't do anything because I'd work the next day, so I couldn't do anything.
I went and saw Superman.
Yeah? You like it?
Thought it was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't bad.
I wish I would have seen
the story.
It was good.
How do they explain, like,
what, do you want to give it away?
Powers back.
They didn't really.
No.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, they didn't really explain that. No.
I didn't know either. See, I haven't seen Superman 1 or 2 in like probably 10 years.
And 4 and
yeah, but this takes place after 2.
2, supposedly. It's supposed to be a continuation.
When they find, I guess, pieces of his home planet.
Yeah.
So he goes out into space to try and find it.
Yeah, he bangs Lois in 2 and then goes out into space and then comes back 5 years later and there's a kid and everybody knows. If you watch anything, you asshole.
Spoiler alert.
Way to go, jerk off.
I'm not going
to
tell you the ending.
That was his kid?
Are you fucking stupid? Come on.
Was that Lando? Calrissian?
What?
I'm off.
No.
Lando's his kid. Oh, no, that was Richard Pryor.
That's my new bit. Anytime you say anything Star Wars, I'm just going to play the music.
No, it was Richard Pryor you're thinking about in the third
one. Yeah, whatever.
If you throw the third one out and the fourth one
out. Yeah, the third one was like the best one. I knew it was Richard Pryor, but
Lando.
Trying to get the Star Wars segue going.
Retarded.
Off
that
topic.
Was when he was stealing all the missiles and they were in the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
And he had Richard Pryor in his hands. He was flying through space.
Richard Pryor was some bad guy somehow. He was a henchman, sorry.
He cracked up on heroin.
Anyway, I burned myself.
Last night we were reenacting Lando Calrissian lines, but like adding curses in it.
Like if Samuel was doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. It was funny.
Are you going to go see that movie?
You got a problem with your motherfucking droid?
Are you going to go see that movie? The Snakes in the Plane film? Talking about Mr. Samuel?
You know, I didn't realize until a week ago that was an actual plane.
You thought it was
actual
fake?
Movie.
There was like a parody stuff that was going online? No, it's real. It's coming out and it's going to suck. It's such shit. You seen the commercials for it?
No, I haven't.
Fucking, Snakes, Plane. Ooh, Samuel L. Jackson. That's it. The whole film. It's those three things. Snakes, planes, and Samuel L. Jackson. That's the whole film.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a TV movie of the week on Lifetime.
Clerks 2?
I want to see that.
Did you hear what he's doing?
Right.
He already recorded the DVD commentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's going to let everybody do is download it online for free, go see it once, and then go see it again, but this time listen to the commentary with an iPod or something.
So that's pretty cutting edge.
It's pretty interesting, yeah.
Hmm.
That's pretty strange.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good for him. You're spending, $10 a pop on each. So it's good not charging you to go to download his commentary.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, I wish I did that with every movie I didn't watch the commentary with. It. Ooh, the director's cut.
There are very few
extra
movies.
Long commentary.
Yeah, how many movies have you actually watched on DVD that you've watched again?
Actually,
on
one.
Clerks and Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead one's cool. Wet Hot American Summer.
Wet Hot American Summer.
With the farting noises.
Wet Hot American Summer. I've watched that entire DVD, every second of that DVD.
Love that movie.
The fart track. Towards the end, they're just laughing and just making the most obscene fart noises out of context, like during speech.
You know which ones are the fun ones? You ever the Aqua Teen Hunger Force commentaries?
I never.
On the second season DVD, two episodes they just play acoustic guitar throughout the whole commentary track. Yeah, like not even singing, just playing because one of the writers just is playing his guitar throughout the commentary track.
I actually was watching the comment or listening to the commentary while watching Dr. Katz.
The professional
therapist. They released a season one. It was Dr. Katz and Dave Attell commenting on the first episode. And Dave Attell was talking about doing the episode and how there was Ray Romano and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, well, no, you were in the first episode. He's like, oh.
That was me?
Oh, okay. He was just making shit up. So that was kind of funny. I don't know, it was anticlimactic weekend, though. But somewhere. What do you got to do?
Whatever.
Shaun of the Dead commentary.
Shaun of the Dead's commentary is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's good. Have you ever seen that movie, Craig?
I finally saw it. It was on like HBO or something.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
I can't wait for Hot Fuzz.
Have you seen, what is it? Is it Working Title? Working Title's
yeah,
the
blog or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are pretty funny.
Yeah.
When they were working out.
Yeah, did you see the one with Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
That was funny.
So anyway.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Just me, or does it sound different in here?
It does.
Well, we have no bird, no air conditioning, so it sounds pretty nice.
Well, I always turn the air conditioning off.
Clerks 2 should have been all in Leonardo.
Yeah.
Black and white.
It's cheaper to film in L.A.
Well, no, they did the parts in New Jersey.
The quick stop.
Well, no, they did stuff at the Spirits, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the diner.
Well, they did, like, drive-by. I think in the beginning there's, like, drive-by shots of stuff.
Well,
from what I understand.
They were there for a couple weeks, my mother told me, because she works at the bank. She said they were there for a couple weeks.
The Middletown Clown.
Yeah.
Which we are right by.
Yes.
Oh. It's like a couple miles down the road.
Yeah. If you're trying to locate me.
If you're looking for Craig.
Craig, beep.
If your big lard ass and your big floppy titties are looking for Craig.
If you're a retarded Meg Ryan, please leave your name and number.
I don't get it.
A couple shows ago.
Short, retarded Meg Ryan.
Remember the girl that was trying to hit on him last?
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, the fat one!
How could you forget
that? A walrus
with
Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan. Oh,
she was hot.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't.
Yeah, she had cans. That was pretty much all we know.
Yeah,
she had cans and
everything else was large.
Ass for days.
She had cans and Spam.
She had extra wide load tattooed on her ass.
I would imagine it looked like pork roll rather than Spam.
Uncooked pork roll.
Yeah, well, of course. It's got those like white spots, extra white spots on them.
Gravel driveway ass. Yeah.
It's like 100 pounds of chewed bubble gum. You sitting in a gravel driveway the whole year life?
The whole year life?
The whole year life.
Well, I have to go masturbate now. Thank you very much, Greg.
Thanks for bringing that up. I'll just go find a fleshy fold.
Wait, well, you're going to go somewhere to masturbate? I got to pull up my... Oh, shit. I might as well put it back in.
Oh. Put your tumor away.
It's like a thumb sitting on a bowling ball.
I don't get it.
I have a small penis, all stupid. Right.
We have no...
Thanks for clarifying.
We have no energy today, do we?
I have kind of energy. We have no stories, though.
Yeah, we got some things. I mean,
we got no funny funny.
We got Paris Hilton wants to be a celibate for a year.
Why?
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
So her pussy can finally go back into her?
And her quote is, "I get insecure sometimes."
I'll make her feel all right.
Yeah, you will.
I'll make her feel secure. I just bought a new handgun.
Oh. Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Oh, yeah, what? This stupidness.
What?
Ask him.
I want to get a gun.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like not like I don't want to go out to the range.
They shoot the bird with.
Well, I want to just get like a handgun.
Yeah.
For protection.
Protection, and like a gun safe.
Yeah. Well,
The bed.
I keep mine between my mattress.
Why don't you just get Hans Hans laser gun and freaking deal with
you
that?
You got a lightsaber.
Okay. You know what you get.
What? Come on. And there's Derek shooting everybody.
He's got your laser.
Derek in full Stormtrooper regalia shooting me with a handgun.
Anyway.
You in the Stormtrooper helmet. Stop there, crook. Ginny Garoppolo just comes in to give you a sandwich.
This isn't the apartment you're looking for. Keep moving.
And then rapes your wife.
So, yeah, I want to get a gun.
Yeah.
Not a carbine blaster.
Why don't you get a cannon?
Hey, a good blaster, kid.
Why don't you get a couple of droids?
Well, I
and
got
a
lightsabers, so I figured, you know.
Yeah, lightsabers. Bean someone in the head.
How do I get a gun?
You got to go down to the.
Isn't it like a big whoop to get a handgun license?
It's not really. Like I think first you definitely have to get your like a rifle
carrier's permit,
a carrier or buying permit for like a rifle or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if you can get it at the same time because like I got my rifle permit first.
Yes.
And that takes maybe like a month to get because like the state has to do their stuff. The FBI does it.
And the mayor takes it in the ass.
And they send it all back to you. And like when I got my handgun permit, it took like maybe a week or two. It wasn't that bad.
Just go to Newark and get one with the serial number shaved off.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing that.
Too. Don't do that.
Why? You just said it.
I was kidding you. Because you
you're
know
only
why?
Have it for protection.
I'll read it in the on the
it's
press.
Like I carry it around.
I'll read in the press at the very end in a little blurb. Dumb white guy killed in Newark for trying to buy a gun. Maybe two lines. That's it.
The police blotter.
He had a sack of White Castle burgers
and a 40 of Old Duels.
Duels.
Whoa! For the non-alcoholic Jesus homeboy.
Christ. He was trying his best. They said Colt 45 and then shot him in the leg.
Colt 45.
Colt 45.
It's like 2 degrees from Star Wars.
Yeah, I think you can get a handgun. Not really that big of a deal. But you can't say for protection on like the permit.
I want to like
sport.
Yeah, recreational purpose.
Really?
They won't give it to you if you
why
say protection.
Don't you, why don't you just
because that insinuates that you're going to use it to shoot someone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't you just get a crossbow?
Yeah.
Ooh. A bowcaster?
You can just...
Should get you one of those little strap belts around the corner. You just
You can buy a crossbow, no problem.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Well, like a real one.
I know.
Why don't you just make one like Last of the Mohicans? Just cut down a tree in the back there and make a bow.
Somebody breaks in my fucking apartment, I'm going to go out with a fucking...
Get a nice recurve. And
get a cannon.
What if I miss him?
Why don't you get just
stay there?
Get a Gatling gun.
I just want a pistol. I just want something.
Attach to the outside.
I don't want a fucking
attach to the roof.
Hey, and like you're buying a pistol, it's only like you could spend like $200 and get a very nice one. You can spend a lot less too.
Yeah, like $150.
Yeah.
And buy one that shoots peas.
No,
like rubber bands.
Get a nice little shooter. 38 or something like that for like 100, 200 bucks.
Special.
The little one for the girlies. It shoots peas.
Get the old police issue BB ones, and they're fun.
Get a Glock.
Fun little
nine
guns.
9mm.
Get a Glock. Start wearing it in your pants.
Well, what do you have, Craig?
I bought a 45.
Ooh.
The new edition.
Those are big, huh?
The old style 1911.
It's quite the cannon.
It is. It's a big it's a big heater.
It's quite the cannon, Craig.
Yes. It's a real street sweeper.
Ew.
Street sweeper.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with these?
I...
You're not just collecting them. You're using them.
Well, he collects them. He also goes out to the range.
Well, you're going out to the range and using them. You're not going to be like Woman McGee over here locking
in a little
box. I do stuff
with them. Open up bottles and shoot at kids. I don't know.
Puke and shoot.
It's a tool you could use every day.
I put nails in.
Makes me feel like a big man, you know.
See, he keeps them out. You're going to keep it in a lockbox. If somebody tries to break in here,
so what?
How long is it going to take you to get it out of a lockbox, get it...
They have lockboxes where it's like your fingertips.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 4-1, and you do like a certain pattern with your fingertips, and you can get open like... Bup, 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 and it's all ready to go.
The drunken stupor, you messed that up. Dead.
Two ring fingers, one pointer, and a pinky... Shit!
What was it again?
Shit!
I made this.
It's my wrong hand.
And then you have to sit there and make sure it's
all
loaded.
Why are you so adamant about this?
Because it's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
You're just gonna keep it. At least he uses it for something.
Well, I haven't used it yet.
Use it for?
Well, no. In the past, I don't know.
Use it.
I'll go outside and shoot a round off in the air.
Fucking,
responsible gun owner.
Cinco de Mayo.
Every American's right.
Yeah.
I think it's just silly. You live in an apartment complex.
Exactly.
Have you seen my neighbors?
Yes, I have.
It's dark. It's dark out in the middle of the day.
There's
black people across the
street. There's no black people across the street. There are black people upstairs banging your neighbor.
Well, those guys are worse. Yeah, there's black ladies over there. Yeah.
Ooh, they wash.
Old ones,
too. They might steal my purse.
They wash rich people's laundry.
I
live here.
I was going to say that,
too. How do you transport guns?
Carefully
in your ass,
because you're not allowed to carry them.
Well, with your purchasing permit, it's also a carrying permit to go to the range to the gunsmith or whatever.
You know what you should do? You know,
it's not a right to carry on concealed on person.
You're always going to the range
with that little four door you have. You should put a gun rack in it.
It's hard to find gun racks.
Yeah,
it's hard to find. They have ones where they go across like the ceiling of the truck. Those are pretty cool.
Next, you should buy a banjo and learn how to play it.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
You know how to play?
Da-da-da-da-da.
You're getting there.
The hell's big deal? You're a mailman, for Christ's sake.
I don't care.
Where's your gun?
I don't care. Shut up.
Didn't you get that when you got your little blue shorts?
When I got
I wear short pants all year round.
No, not all year round. Yeah, that's one thing that kind of makes the whole outfit look a little ridiculous.
Plus, in the neighborhood you work in. I'd be packing a Roscoe,
70s
no problem.
Porno shorts you're wearing with the rest of this garb. The bag's longer than the shorts.
I hear that a lot about you.
Draw. Oh. She got a small penis.
Oh, is that what he was saying?
No, I think that's what he's trying
to say. I
think
so.
Yeah. I won't,
the proverbial.
I won't deny it.
Oh, the Irish curse, all bag, no it, pipe.
As
no
my bag, defense no pipe, is, baby. It's a grower, not a shower.
There he goes.
As my defense is...
She's usually dead by the time
my family just have small penises. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
With the boom booming.
Not with the boom boom. Or I'll rape your friend Eric's ass.
My what?
Huh? My what? Huh?
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
No, Biff.
All right.
No.
You'll never guess what happened during the break.
That was insane.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Oh, well. Anyway. It's funny that no one will ever know what we did during the break.
Just
thank
us.
God.
It wasn't that grand, but whatever.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
It was good, you know? Yeah.
It's a real pick-me-upper.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a real rejuvenator.
We went and got food.
I feel like a new man.
We got food. Other fat asses ate.
I think I gotta fucking take a dump.
Why didn't you do that before we got back?
Because I don't have to just yet. It's
boiling?
It's brewing.
Yeah, it's brewing.
It's brewing.
Bitches brew.
Ew. So what are we going to talk about?
Who knows?
Let's talk about last Saturday.
Yeah, you were...
my naked ass.
Slightly naked.
Nah.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Come on. Does Eric really listen to this?
Nah. I don't know. It doesn't matter if he does or not.
Who cares then?
You don't want to talk about the clowns?
All right, let's bring up the clowns.
Yeah, what is this?
BBC.
Organize.
Organize.
Isn't it false organizers start. With a Z?
False start.
Yeah.
Oh, it's BBC News.
Retard.
Organizers of a music festival have had to change their fancy dress circus theme after some ticket holders told them they had a phobia of clowns.
Phobia of clowns.
The Bestival, which takes place on 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Bestival?
In the Isle of Wight.
It's the best festival.
Festival. Other.
Hence,
the Bestival.
Bestival.
Ooh, the Pet Shop Boys and the Scissor Sisters.
Is this a gay festival?
It is in Britain.
Because, you know, Pet Shop Boys... Big gay fan base.
Really?
Scissor Sisters, big gay fan base, yes. What, are you a big fan of the Pet Shop Boys?
I no.
What's their main hit there, everyone?
West End Girls?
West End Boys.
You don't know it?
No.
You don't know it. You know it. Once you hear it, you'll know it.
Chorophobia, the fear of clowns, causes panic attacks, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, irregular heartbeat, sweating, nausea, and overall feeling.
What's it called
dread.
Again?
Let's get Bill with a Y on the phone right now.
Yeah, C-O-U-L-R-O phobia. Yeah, I know a guy who's afraid of clowns.
Really?
Yeah.
I love clowns.
At least, well, I don't know.
So he says.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
I used to date a chick who was into that.
George Washington.
Who was into dressing as a clown.
What?
We knew a guy who wanted to dress like a clown.
Brunner, brunner. She used to like...
And sit in children's beds and wait for them.
Wait, what?
Well,
so what were you saying, Vaughn? A girl
a
who...
I used to hang out with a girl who used to like dressing up as a clown, you know, and having fun that way, you know, having sex and doing
having
things.
Sex as a clown?
Yeah, and the clown makeup and the suit and all that, yeah.
What?
It's pretty interesting, yeah.
With you?
No, with my dog. Yeah, me. Horses.
I don't know, maybe really? It was just a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Did you get all the white makeup on you? Like you're fighting Sting?
Yeah.
Huh? You like that?
It was weird because it was kind of off-putting at first because, you know, she was kind of...
Well, no. How do you approach that?
How does she ask?
Yeah,
him?
How does she...
I'm up for it. Like, I'm not up for it. Everything.
Would you get robbed by Doink?
I'm not up for everything, but, like, she was just talking about how the whole thing
face
of dress...
painting your pubes? Jesus Christ.
She's
every
only,
time she goes down, her nose honks.
Hitting each other with balloons.
Balloon animals and big oversized shoes everywhere.
Smacking each other with paws while you're screwing.
She makes a big vagina out of balloons. And
she pulls out dildos tied together from her oversized coat.
But I don't know.
Ooh,
she...
It's my asshole. Ooh. She's got a big string of condoms coming out of her mouth. Ooh.
I don't know what it came, how it came out. She just
pulls
was...
a bouquet from her asshole.
Where'd it come from? Whoa.
She had a big thing about clowns. Like she like, you know, she was really into clowns. And it was just like
you
something...
never stop coming. It's like a clown clown.
Like, and she was like,
whoa!
You never stop coming.
Most guys that she'd be with be a little freaked out about it. Like if she'd wear like.
Then she found Vaughn.
And I was like, all right, let's. All
right, I can wear my stormtrooper outfit, right?
Shut up.
I'm not telling the story. He is.
I was like, okay, let's. It kind of was off putting at first because you're just like, you know, she's in like.
I'd say.
She wasn't like big floppy friggin'. Like it was a kind of tight, like, you know, clown outfit. Like,
oh, a sexy clown.
Well, no. It was still like, it was big baggy pants, but it was like a bra. It was like, you know, it was like a swim top.
Oh, by the way,
and like the big
for that
screwball.
Stormtrooper comment.
You gotta be up.
I know.
Yeah, you're a little behind. He has one turkey club and he fucks up.
And you try to make the point, you gotta do it right away.
Never mind, it's not working.
Yeah,
best Stormtrooper comment.
dun, 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 dun,
I'll push the button soon.
The crap.
There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'll get it next time.
Like, was it polka dot bra?
It was like one of the stupid, you know.
She wore a nitsy bitsy. Go ahead.
It was like, a bathing suit top that was all like, freaking bright as hell, different colors. And she was wearing the big stupid pants.
The big...
The big
flat-bearing hips.
You know, the little freaking, the
suspenders.
Yeah. No. Ridiculous
looking.
The Robin
Williams suspenders.
It's ridiculous looking. I was like,
I'm going to slip into something a little bit more comfortable.
It took me a little while to get used to it because it was like, I was giggling like a retard. I'm like, are you serious? Do you, like.
Sexy clown.
Like, there are stuff about clowns and stuff like that, like clown porn and stuff like that online.
Fun with clown fetishes. Betting bozo.
What?
And.
It was
an interesting little experience, but it took me like a little while to get like around it. Like from when she took off the big pants, I was kind of fine with it. I was still kind of giggling at the shoes, but like besides that,
oh my god! Look at this.
See, I'm not the only one.
Oh my god!
No, yes, it's like Batman the movie when they have all the models and they're all clowned up.
I told you. Not the
they have
one,
a cartoon
asshole.
Of a vagina.
Crotchy the clown.
And the labia, or the clitoris, is the nose, and the hair is done out like bozo.
Let me see if I can remember any way she used to tell me about. Knocker's the clown, yeah.
What do you see there?
Right up top, the first name.
That chick right there.
Click the name.
Knocker's the clown.
The alter ego of.
Well, yeah, she used to have a lot more pictures of herself as dressed up in the clown stuff.
She doesn't have any here.
Sorry.
Check pet.
Like a fan?
Oh,
that's weird.
Let's go with somebody else. Ouchie the clown.
Oh,
no, yeah. I don't remember him, but Knocker's the clown. She was really
naughty clown.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Just weird.
Do the free preview.
Naughty clown. That's KNOTTY clown.com.
Do the free preview.
Free preview. Tied and Pied. Oh, my God. It's a clown fetish site.
There's
girls dress up like clowns.
Told you.
With, like, pies on them.
Yeah, I didn't... She didn't...
Tied up.
She was more into just dressing up like it. She wasn't into getting hit in the head with pies or anything like that. Tied up, but it was... That's it.
You gotta pay for it.
That's weird.
It started off being kind of funny, and now I'm, like...
Told you it wasn't
upset.
A fucking... I wasn't fucking around.
Sporting what?
No, the thing is, she used to get dressed up in the stuff, and it was just kind of weird. Once she took the pants off, it was fine because she was still wearing like a bikini bottom, so it was like it was something normal.
All right, there's some hardcore clown action going on.
Yeah, it's like that. That's pretty much the same thing.
That's ridiculous.
That's a little over the top.
Well,
you know?
What do you mean over the top? They're just wearing makeup. Your freaking girl's wearing the big hula hoop pants.
Well, yeah, that was the.
Oh, that's over the top. They have face paint on.
I don't know.
This is.
It was fun for a couple times.
The show has come down to
it's
me.
Like Lady Di.
Looking at porn on the internet.
All right, let's stop. All right,
okay.
Let's stop with the porn so he doesn't get all lonely.
Oh.
Anyway.
So sexy clown. Wow.
It wasn't a bad little time having
a clown.
Well, no, because she wasn't like 24/7. Clowning.
She wasn't bozo.
She wasn't doing it as a job normally. You know. It was just like something she wanted to try out.
How did she
ask me?
Yeah, how did she bring it up? Did she just walk in one day and
dressed as that? No, she was just like she's like, that's like her thing was like, certain people have like a certain obsession with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
She was into clowns and the history of clowning and all that other stuff, but she didn't do it like as a profession or anything like that. She was with one guy who liked her dressing up and, wearing different things. And he got off if she'd wear face paint and stuff like that. You know, completely do the whole deal.
Like, he got off if she wore, like, a paper bag?
No. No, but then she kind of got into that. And she was never able to find anybody else. Everybody kind of got creeped out.
I'd say.
And she kind of got off of dressing up as the clowns in the clown makeup and all that. So I was like, all right, we can, want to try it once. And it was kind of off-putting with the whole big pants and everything. I was like, okay, yeah. I don't know about this. I was just, because I'm sitting there on the bed kind of giggling like an idiot. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm like, take the pants off.
What do you mean, what?
What do you mean?
Look at these. Dressed as a freaking clown. What am I supposed to do? Like,
she's not wearing the wig or anything. She's got her hair, just the makeup on and the pants.
It was naturally bozo-like.
It wasn't like a big...
She didn't need a wig.
It wasn't like a big poofy red wig. It was just... And I just was like... I just couldn't hold it back. And she's okay, we're not going to do this. I'm like, no.
No, I'll still have sex with you.
We'll do this.
Okay. I'll do this.
It's just take the pants off, and then we'll get into something. And, you know... She was like, okay. And then she came back in the room without the pants on, and I was like...
What creepy uncle brought this on?
Yeah, I'll pretend that it's my son's birthday party, and I'll try to stiff you on a tip.
Yeah, really.
Then we'll argue from there, and I'll rape you.
What horrible birthday?
Does that do it for you?
What horrible birthday party did she go to when she was seven?
No, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean,
the
stuff she was showing me online was twice as weird. Like it was like all those like, you know, girls getting tied up, dressed in full clown regalia, getting hit in the face with pies. And guys standing there, like, getting ready, you know, just... And guys, you pay to watch this stuff, and you're, like, videos of them popping balloons with their feet, with the big clown shoes on. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
All right, Craig, what would you do if you were... Now, were you with this girl? Or?
No, I was just seeing her. We weren't boyfriend or girlfriend or anything like that.
Yeah. What would I...
It was a couple months of fun, and then it kind of split.
I'd do it. I wouldn't care. I really wouldn't care.
I mean, like...
It would be a little bit weird. Actually, a bit weird, but
it was maybe like once or twice we tried it, and that was it.
As they say, it's a chance to introduce penis to vagina.
It was just,
well, if that was the only way, but if she...
It wasn't like she was pulling out lemon meringue pies and smashing me in the crotch with them and then eating them off of me, no.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Weird sexual stuff like that's all right.
You don't care?
No. Find some chick that's a freak, that's fine.
It was fun.
I don't care for the dressing up.
It's always entertaining.
While you're there at the computer, you ever see the shit fetishes? The shit city?
I'm not going to the shit city.
We're not going to the closet.
Or the peeing ones. You ever see those? The peeing ones?
Some are all right.
Yeah.
Some are all right. You guys are fine with the piss. Well, girls dressing in clown makeup, oh, that's fucked up.
That's weird.
Peeing on a chick, that's fine. I'm like Darth Vader. No, Luke, sorry.
Oh, man, I don't have
one. Come on. See?
I will urinate on you.
With my black glove.
It's just so obnoxious when it comes in.
All right, stop it.
Yeah. She just had the trumpet part.
I don't get that. You guys are fine with the whole peeing on some chick.
That's good.
That was peeing. That was peeing, not the SW.
He's my man.
That's annoying as all hell. That's good. That's actually pretty good. Anyway, you guys are fine with all peeing on girls, but...
That's funny. Well, we were over a friend's house.
I'm lazy enough to puke out my window.
Yeah. No, we were over a friend's house, and I was...
You're dating
I had I had found this site that was actually... What was it? Oh, there was like a... It's like a back door or something to the site, whatever. It was, so you can get in for free.
You were in back
and it was
door,
all
huh?
like fetish sites. And one of them was a pee site. So we just sat there and watched it. There was like three guys. Yeah. They all took their turns on this girl who was lying in the tub. Ugh. And then they were all done. And they're just like, oh, by the way, the shower's broke. And they threw her a towel and left her there.
Bang, boss. Oh.
Which I'm sure is like, you know.
Hysteric sure call.
It was just very funny.
See, I don't get that.
No, I wasn't sitting there going, oh, yeah. It was just funny.
There was a porn I saw a couple weeks ago. Somebody sent me the link for it. It was a girl getting screwed in the ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she started to piss. Like, she couldn't hold it in anymore.
She lost control.
And she started peeing on everything. And they're like, the couch, because they're like in a rented house. And she's pissing everywhere because she couldn't hold it in any longer. And the director, you could see the director going, what the hell are you doing? Why didn't you do this before we started? And, like, she's running to the bathroom, trying to stop it, running to the shower. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. It's, like, one of the bloopers for this big DVD. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's pretty bad.
Good old bloopers.
Yeah.
Good old bloopers.
Anyway, why is that weird, though? Girl dressed up in a little, you know.
I don't know.
Little white face.
Oh, I could see role-playing or whatever. Fine.
You're role-playing, but being like.
Cop, French maid,
Yeah, nurse. It's kind of like the same thing.
The big stewardess or something.
Leather nurse outfit.
It's not like she's sitting there going, okay, and I'm going to send this pie. You're going to pop this balloon between my tits, and then you're going to shoot it right in my eyes. I mean, come on, no. It wasn't that crazy. It was like, she's going to dress up as a clown, and then...
That's weird, Vaughn.
Oh, this wasn't weird. What's the weirdest thing you've done?
I'm pretty standard missionary.
Standard.
The way,
on top, suffocated to death?
Yeah, the way God intended.
To create mass production of babies the way God intended me to do.
The way God intended, missionary.
I don't like the missionary thing. I let him sit on top.
So fucking lazy.
As possible.
Fuck that. I lay on the bed. I'm like, I'm ready. Go. Fuck it. Go
do
nuts.
Do what you want. Doesn't take much to do me.
You know why? It's because it'd take longer. When I do it, the missionary thing, it's like, I'm done. I can just lay on top. They're like, get off me.
Pusher. In case I die during
she's
it, they
pushing
don't have to
me
push
off.
Me off.
She's pushing me off like a forklift. She's like, I need more people to help me. Get off me, you fat fuck. So if I'm on top, so if she's on top, at least, you know, when it's all done, and it's some reason it's longer when she does it. So
hey, you don't off, sweat on her either.
She just kind of rolls off.
Push off. She hits a trampoline. Does a backflip.
She rolls off and then rolls off again because I'm fat.
I haven't reached the end.
How many fucking times do you have to do this?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Vaughn.
What about you there, Craig?
Any way I can get it.
See? So he's not all that bad.
As long as they're not fat.
Yeah.
So they're not rotund.
Everything's all right.
Wait, you never dated a fat girl?
No.
Really?
No. I'll me kill either. Myself first.
Oh, what's wrong with
all my girlfriends have been really tiny.
Kill myself.
All my girlfriends have been, except for two, all my girlfriends have been really tall and... Oh, he's ruining the day. He's going to shit his pants, everybody. Like three? What is that? I heard like an echo, then it hit the mic.
I turned your mics off, so
I know.
Enjoy.
I was going to
say my headphones don't work.
Anyway, I date tall girls and girls that are a little, you know, they're not ultra fat, but they're kind of
chunky.
No,
they're
robust.
They're pushing it a little.
No. No, I dated one when I was younger. One girl I dated when I wasn't thinking correctly, when I was, you know, naive. She was my friends used to call her the couch in high school.
The couch.
She was, you could have put, if she was sitting down, you could have put a tarp over her and she would have looked like a little small love seat. Not kidding.
Shut up.
You dated her?
Yeah, I dated her for like 3 weeks.
Did you have sex with her?
No. I didn't do anything with her. My mother even looked at her and my mother still brings it up. She's like,
"What are you thinking?
You dated that fat girl one time, remember?" I'm like, "Oh God, you can't forget
Jesus Christ, Mom."
I'm like, "God." Like all the other winners I brought in here, and you got to bring up the one loser. Come on,
one loser. Never mind the clown chick, the one that shit herself.
No, she never met her.
It counted like a
the shit
four.
Herself one she did meet. Yeah, but the one that did the clown stuff she never met.
Oh, Vaughn, you never cease to amaze me. Let's take a break.
Hey, I was able to bring the place back up, huh, buddy?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Couchy McBigass count as four losers?
It was like 5 1/4. She was pretty big. She was like half this table. She was like half this couch we're sitting on.
She's
if you put a tarp
she's
on her...
She's a futon waiting to happen.
Was she a big
girl.
Did I know her?
No, she lived in Kingsbury. You never met her.
Kingsbury?
No, yeah. I don't believe you. No.
Yeah.
No.
Fat girls in Kingsburg?
Nope.
There's no fat girls in Kingsburg?
I don't believe you. Nope.
She wears spandex?
Fuck you. You don't believe me.
It's called sarcasm.
Oh.
Hi.
She wears... No, she actually wore clothes. She never wore any kind of spandex. It was always like...
She moves,
quadruple.
Capes, tarps.
It was quadruple, like, you know, XL.
Whoa.
Like 5Ls. 5Ls, 3Rs.
Football jerseys.
57 Xs.
Big Cowboys fan, huh? It's the only thing that fits.
Big and tall women's store.
The one thing that was the worst about her is that
Lane Bryant.
Is that her parents were divorced, right?
Big and tall.
And she lived with her father who was crippled. So she had to take care of him all the time. So she would always have to hang out there. And like her father
feed
was
her
like
father.
Her father was like this weird like what's that thing? Conspiracy theorist.
Ah, conspiracy theorist.
He'd sit online all day.
What else are you going to do? Are you going to go for a walk?
No, but then when people...
go for a roll.
If her and her friends would come over, like if people she knew came over and they didn't get into her room in time, they'd get dragged in the living room and just sit there for like hours sitting there bullshitting with them about
well,
sick
how are you
going to
walk away from a crippled guy?
Oh, no, he was crippled from
easily.
The
leg. Well, I know that,
he's
but
gonna
it's...
chase you.
Pulling at your heartstrings a little bit there.
And her... and his like
talk.
His nurse? I guess it was his nurse. Because the woman was, like, as cracked as he was. Like, they're both sit there and talk and grumble to each other about the silliest shit. Like, they had a 45-minute conversation about how how the was it? What did Reagan have? What the fuck is it called? Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
How that was put into his bloodstream through a Coke that he drank. It's a 45-minute conversation about this.
Turn off his mic.
can we go on break?
We're gonna take a break. We'll come right back.
Edit, go on break.
Aristocrag
on the air.
MySpace.com/AristocratCraig.
Yes.
And be Craig's friend.
Please. Yeah,
please help him out.
Be friend Craig.
He doesn't have any friends.
And I, if you are my friend now and I haven't added you, it's because I'm not a nerd.
It's because he...
I only go on once a week, maybe.
It's because his internet is...
But if you do go on, send me messages... And
send
comments,
me some love.
Please. It makes me feel so.
Unless
much
you're
better.
A fat chick, and then
no
don't.
Fat chicks. Sorry,
fat chicks need not apply.
No, wait, I'm not sorry.
No. Yeah, no fat chicks. If there's one that's not that fat, I'll take them. If they're in the mid range, I'll
roll your old bones on over.
If they got a big red nose,
and for Derek, as long as they're tiny.
I don't know what it is. I always get these little tiny things.
Teensy.
I have to pick them up and throw
them
around.
Yeah, true.
Shit.
They like the bears.
What was it? Barb was tiny.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, for her age, what was you like nine when you guys dated? What does that mean?
Well, when
I didn't want to bring up people's names.
Oh.
And shit.
Well, I didn't bring up the whole name, did
Slander!
I?
Slander.
Like she'll care. Does she listen to this? Come on.
Let's do a new bit called Slander.
Let's just change people's names.
We'll just like pick
tell
someone's
the most
name.
Obscene stories, but you know about somebody, just change the name.
You know how Eric brought that name up that you bleeped out?
Yeah.
You know what it was?
What?
After I was playing that to my brother, and he was like, who's he talking about? And I was like, oh. And he's like, don't you remember I dated her for about a couple of years? And I was like,
couple? What?
He dated her for like a year and a half. My
brother
Kevin.
Really?
Kevin, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did he get upset?
Did he?
Well, no, he was like, I don't care. Fuck that bitch.
Oh.
No, because that ended pretty badly. The only thing I remember about when he's dating her is that I'd have to go pick her up, pick him up at her house, and that was when I had the little car, the little black car, the little Ford, and you know how the golf carts right over there, the golf course is over there,
yeah,
and they have that little street that goes, you know, the little I used to hit that at like 50 right at the edge of it and just glide all the way down through the junction. That's how far I would get down because I'd be going like 110 miles an hour. Just with no gas at all, just completely flying through. It's beautiful. That's the only thing I remember from that. I don't even think I even met her. I think she's a friend on my MySpace account, too. I might have deleted her.
She was. I think I deleted everybody at one point.
Didn't you have two at one time?
I had like a MySpace Holocaust.
You called the herd.
Yeah, I just, every single person got deleted.
Didn't you have two at one time?
Did Derek die?
Two?
Didn't you have the one that you have now, and then you have another one?
I got a bunch of them.
Yeah, you have like 14.
I found it so difficult.
You have like fake women ones.
It was so difficult. Like, I can't remember the screen names and passwords.
I just put in your whole name in the search, and I just found you.
Wow.
Ooh. So I like my new bit idea called Slander.
Slander?
Yeah.
Slander. Well, we have to come up.
I got a person. Ready?
Who?
Donna J. Campbell from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You're a cunt.
Why?
Because you slept with your brother, Timothy J. Campbell.
Ew, wait, what?
Yes.
Are you reading this?
I'm just looking up random names on Google.
Oh. I thought that was real. I was like, holy shit. I'm going to take my mic out and look at it. I'm actually going to get up.
Take your mic out.
I take my mic out. You ain't wearing the clown makeup, though, so I ain't going to get hard.
That's my new bit. I got to get a phone book.
You know what we should do? We should hook local you guys slander. Don't have a phone book here?
Somewhere.
Okay.
We should be. We should figure out a way to get like our, like somebody's cell phone and get it, you know, unregistered, and just make random calls.
We could invest in getting a pay-as-you-go cell phone.
Like the put it under fake name.
Ones. And just like
put it under a fake name and
like Aziz Alzabar.
And what prank people?
I need
people?
To get my cell phone.
Yeah.
Like we're a fucking morning zoo.
No, but the thing is, yeah, okay, never mind.
Scott and Todd.
No, you know what the thing is? Last week we were supposed to do the show and we never did because some people ass. Mm. Arista Craig. Anyway,
clown makeup. MySpace.com/AristocratCraig.
Cock liquor. And I have a couple of things of just podcasts and stuff that I was looking up.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking. I found two that I thought were bad. One's
welcome
called
the Steve Cast.
The
no, well it's not the Steve Cast, but it's called what is it? Distorted View, right? And it's Daily Show. It's every day, and it picks up this.
We can't even do once a week.
It picks up the stupidest, craziest stories. In the paper, and the guy talks about it, but he talks with this, like, you know, the morning zoo voice, and he does all these weird morning zoo type bits in
See,
between.
At least we don't like take ourselves too seriously.
No, he takes himself real. And the thing is, the one show that I put on the thing was it was like a Friday show, and he spent 20 minutes talking about how his listeners helped him raise like $25,000 to fix his place. And I was like, are you fucking
what
kidding
a rip
me?
Off.
Are you sure this guy wasn't a regular radio guy?
No, no, just... no. It's a strictly podcast show.
Oh.
It's not like...
What idiots. I think I need a surgery. I'm going to start a fund.
No, there's a lot of podcasts that are like that.
We have to get the Aristocrats PayPal tip jar.
No, fuck that. We don't need that shit.
They have one?
Do we? Do you really need the money?
Is that real?
Yeah, there is. You can do that on PayPal.
PayPal
tip pretty good idea.
Yeah.
People could put the credit card number and they can give you whatever they want.
People be asking their money back.
Yeah, no.
And we're a free show.
We'll do the Aristocrats leave a penny, take a penny. You can either deposit or withdraw money.
I mean, mine is $100.
I know.
There's not going to be any money in there.
So. Hey, we're overdrawn.
Oh, son of a
Why
bitch.
Why does PayPal keep asking us for money?
Insufficient funds.
I get emails from fake PayPal.
Yeah, yes. You get those?
All the time.
Have you ever gotten the Saudi Arabian ones? The ones where they're send you the money, you have to send them your account number
I heard
the stupidest story I've ever heard the other day.
Oh, okay, no. Tell it.
Well, it's kind of like one of these like scam things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy received a phone call, or I think it was a phone call, that he won some international lottery. He won the international lottery.
Because they have them.
Exactly. Here's the first problem. Later on,
Clue One,
Clue
International. Well,
this is like Clue One and Two. Like I'll explain the second part of that. So he won the international lottery, and he was going to receive a check for $40,000.
Okay, Jesus.
He gets the check, but he has got a deposit in his bank account. Then he's got to send it back, and they'll send him more money.
The same kind of bit.
They're going to send him more money once he sends it back through his bank account and wires it to, I think it was like. Someplace in Africa.
Wait, so he had to cash a check and then send the money back?
Yes. Or, like, he had to deposit it, let it sit in his account or whatever, and then, like, send it back as, like, a wire transfer or something like that. Okay. And they'll send him...
More money.
They wired him, like, $3,000 or something like that, and he was going to receive $50,000 when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
The full thing's done. So he does this. He actually does this.
Who is this?
Some guy.
Like, you're just reading this in the paper?
No, like, I was hanging out at one guy's shop, and, like, these two guys were talking about it. I was like, yeah, joking about how he's going to go to jail and shit.
All right, go on.
So it's this big scam to, like, steal other people's money. Once they send, like, the initial money from somebody else to him, then he sends it back to their account, the main, like, people defrauding. So the money's already gone through, like, the two people. And it's, like, clean by the time it gets to him or something like that.
It's kind of like money laundering.
Yeah, it's kind of like money laundering through, like, the internet or whatever it was.
Okay.
And the guy's like, I don't know how I won. I haven't entered, like a sweepstakes in, like, 30 years.
Wait, this guy was there?
I haven't played the lottery. No, like, they're like, talking about the guy.
I was like, this guy was...
what are you doing, you fucking idiot? What are you thinking?
Well, The thing with the Saudi Arabian ones is that...
Wait, he got in trouble with that?
No, this happened like the other day, so...
What is it?
Who knows?
With the Saudi Arabian ones is that they send you... Like, they send you a thing saying that you inherited some money somehow, even though you don't know this guy, because they can't inherit, they can't give it to the people who inherited it. So for you to get part of the money, you have to send them your credit card information, and then they'll send it to your credit card, like, or your account information.
Like sending a checking account.
Yeah, checking account or your credit card.
And I always write them back. Oh, great, just send me a check.
Yeah, there's a.
And
there's
then they write back. You'll no, get, well, we have to wire.
There's websites like that. There's a site online like
I
that.
I got
that
the time. It just use a stamp. It's fine.
There's a site online like that talks about that show that has all the email responses back and forth.
Yeah.
And they just drive them fucking up the wall.
Yeah.
They drive these guys crazy trying to get things done. They have them put stuff on them and take pictures and send the pictures to their addresses, and they post the pictures. Jeez, I forget what the website's called. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about?
I don't know.
I just brought up some
totally
stupid story.
Just random.
Rewind it. Yeah, I don't know. You had a t-shirt.
Okay, we did the slander bit.
Yeah. You ever see the ones? You ever see the things on things where they have people send out like for they want a trip to Florida, and the guys get there and all of it, it's just a scam to get them to arrest them because they've had outgoing.
Oh,
warrants.
You want a free boat? Come down and claim it.
Yeah,
then they get clubbed
and
in
they,
the head,
and they get there and they're handed juice and cookies, and they're walking around a little bit, and everybody starts showing up, and then they're like, okay. They're like, you know, and you could blatantly see that these people that are, like, serving them and, you know, who are just, like, undercover cops because the clothes that they're wearing underneath their clothes are just pushing through, and it's just their cop uniforms under, like, pull-apart clothing.
Well, they did that with homeless people in New York. They round them up in buses.
When they're busing them out?
Yeah, they say they're going to go feed them or take them to a shelter.
They bus them to Jersey.
And they just go them right to the... No, throw them in jail.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Every once in a while, they'll just round them all up.
Well, that's good if it's cold out or something.
Remember when Giuliani first got in?
No.
They did a mass thing with the homeless where they'd get him into buses and say they're going to bring him to places, the shelters
him,
and stuff like that.
Give
and they
showers.
Bus him up to Jersey. They drop him off in Jersey and just go back. They did. They would just drop him off in like some random place in Jersey and leave.
Welcome to the Pine Barrens.
Like we know we're a bottomless
good
pit.
Luck.
Like the state that the world forgot, but God.
You may think the Jersey Devil's just a mystery.
I think
but he's killed thousands of homeless people. He lives on their souls.
Oh, we were talking about
come on,
about the
it.
Distorted view and how that guy. That's just like where he made them. He had his viewers like give up $25,000 to help him get his place, like to fix
his. Great, how that happened.
Yeah, I need my surgery still. When wire money, please.
Yeah. And that's where we got into the whole
and
Arabian
PayPal
thing.
Yeah,
I got a phone call the other day.
Yeah.
From some lady saying that, like, I guess I purchased something online, and so I was automatically... No, I bought that at Red
KB.
Bank. I was, like, automatically, I want a trip to Florida.
Fuck that.
And I was like, all right. And I just kind of went along with it. And she said, like, you know, she confirmed my name. She said my name. I was like, yeah.
That's
and she
it?
Read my address to me. I was like, yeah. And she was like... Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you your routing number for your bank account and just verify it for me. So she wasn't saying, give me your routing number.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to
read
it.
No, that's
to
wrong.
You.
It's 1-4-8-2-3-9-8-7-6.
Yeah. Was it right?
I don't know because I didn't have anything on me.
Did you say yes?
Well, I got scared and I hung up.
I would
so
too.
She's like, okay. It's
my mommy's in the shower. Click.
Yeah. So I just hung up, but I was just like, this is weird. I didn't know what it
did you feel insecure?
I did. I felt like something wasn't right.
You ever get any telemarketers calling this place?
No.
No, I only have a cell phone.
Well, my mother's house, right? We get called. Most of the time, whoever calls us, telemarketers.
My old house, that's all it was all
day. And
but then we went on the do not call list. And they
well,
stopped.
Yeah, my parents haven't gotten off their asses to do that yet.
That's real hard.
Yeah.
Well, they're lazy fucks. but we find it funny because at dinner, I'll pick up the phone and just go off on these people. Like they'll be like starting to go into their spiel, and I'll just start screaming, hang up, hang up, hang up, hang up. I don't want it. Hang up, hang up, hang up.
And then they'll stop,
and there'll be a dead silence, and they'll say hello again. And you're like, yes. And then they'll go right back in the last line they stopped and continue. And I'm just screaming and yelling. I'm like, hang up the fucking phone. I don't want your goddamn shit.
I don't need your wares.
Hang up. And then I'll hang up the phone. and then you pick up the phone right back, and they're still on the phone. They're going, hello?
Yeah.
Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Mr. Colmier? Mr. Kalstermeyer?
Mr. Kulemiger?
They can't say my last name for shit. It's like Mr. Kalkalmer.
Oh, I hate it when they call me McQueer. I may have worked for a restaurant that would sometimes get telemarketer stuff.
Yeah.
And I may have signed up a certain obese manager for a cell phone plan.
Which job?
Wow.
I may have been making pizza.
Oh, okay, that job.
And he may have not had many teeth. And I may have gone into the files and gotten his
I know this manager?
Really? Did you? Wow.
Do I know?
I didn't know that.
And I should not be saying this, probably.
Do I know this?
Hear that story.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know this guy?
No.
No, you
no, no one
not.
He was almost no. closely married to and all that?
No, no. He was,
another
no,
guy?
This guy was...
No, another jackass manager?
Yeah, he was a crazy guy. And they called up and they're trying to get me to buy this cell phone package.
And you sent them his information?
So I started like saying yes, my name is like whoever. And then she's asked for like an address. So
that's me. I just had my hand open.
So I went on the computer with all the employee files, and I
you fuck
the thing and everything.
Wow.
And I signed him up for like a
long distance plan and everything.
Like a cell phone plan. Like they mail you
the cell phone
and all that. It was like a whole package.
Wow.
You're an asshole.
Oh, you dick! Who did this to me?
And you're just sitting in the fridge getting like a retard eating pudding.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was a big spoon.
That was really funny.
In the dark.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I kind of got scared after I did it.
Because I thought I'm thinking that's the other guy that I know that you know.
No, it wasn't him.
I guess you got your thing back with the whole identity thing.
Yeah, and then someone stole my identity.
Yeah, who I know.
I guess you figured out how he did it.
Well, I don't know him.
Apparently you get off pretty easy, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, have you heard about what happened?
No, the cop called me and said, okay, we have him in custody. Is there anything else we need to know?
No, but
and I said, no, I told you everything.
Yeah,
and they're like, okay.
He's 16-year-old.
And then basically they just went, okay, go ahead, go.
And boys will be boys. He's still roaming around the state.
Yeah,
area.
I used to see him in the mall and shit. He was working at like a GameStop.
He's 9-year-olds and shit.
What?
He's worked at GameStop in
really?
In Monmouth?
The old Babbage's?
Yeah.
No, the one by the candy store.
Yeah, the old Babbage's.
That was Babbage's?
Babbage's.
I don't know if that was Babbage's.
Yep.
Huh. He was running that place and he disappeared.
He's a
still
real
prison
freak.
Theft, credit.
Yeah. I think he still lives over where he lived before.
No, I thought that was his girlfriend's house.
No, it was his girlfriend's house. That ended.
His fiance.
You
have some kind of
thing
with
worked
this?
With her, yeah. You used to work with her.
Oh, yeah, Barnes and...
Yes, Barnes and Noble,
we're
dude.
We're giving away a lot of information here.
Hey, we said slander.
We're not bringing up anybody's name. I think my friend still has the picture of her when she got arrested.
She got arrested
for witchery?
Well, no.
Wasn't she was a witch? Wasn't
like no? She got he got caught. He got caught messing around with some 16-year-old.
Yeah,
and
that we
the
worked.
Next the next day when she found out about it,
and she got an abortion.
She went apeshit and started destroying her own.
Whole abortion thing.
Oh, upstairs.
Is when I poked holes in his condom, maybe. Did you?
We're really going to the slander today.
Did you?
I remember that. Yeah. That was you and Pat.
Yeah.
This show is now titled Slander. This has got to be titled Slander. This
show is called, this is a heavy editing show. We'll
this is oops.
No, keep this in. Just take names out.
Dude,
bleep the names out. Come on. No one knows who he is.
We were going through, he was going through
I was
this
going
guy's
through his
bag,
briefcase.
And he found condoms. So
fucking
him and
awesome.
Pat take a needle, and they start poking holes in it.
You are a
you
fucking
gotta,
god.
It's hard because like you got to poke all the way through to the other side.
Yeah.
Like, the condom like stretches with it.
Yeah.
It's just
like a balloon.
So he did that. I don't know how many did you put a bunch
in there? There was only one in there.
Oh, just
and we
one?
Put like two holes
it.
In there.
Fuck
we did the first one. It didn't
fuck
work. And we got to go all the way through.
Anyway,
we got this down.
So anyway, a couple weeks later, this girl's pregnant.
It was not even a couple weeks after she found, because they were fucking in their place.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
everywhere.
She walked in on him and was pissed.
Really?
So then later that day, she just started destroying the place. And everything in that house was hers.
Yeah.
Which is, and then she gets arrested for.
She got arrested for breaking her own shit.
For disturbance. Yeah, she got arrested and she got.
Disturbance.
Was it disturbance? There's a couple of things.
The house is on a big piece of land. It's not like the neighbors were
no, he called because he was still in the place. He was getting shit thrown at him. He called.
Oh, well,
yeah.
And my friend was working for a photo place at the time that was developing all the mugshots for Middletown. And because because he used to work with her and never liked her, because this is how I knew him, because he used to work with Barnes & Noble. Yeah, take that out. I can even have him come in. He's actually home. He's actually back in state. He used to live in San Francisco for a while. He could tell you the story. I think he still has like a blown. I think he still has like a blown up version of it that he gave.
Because
he gave everybody a copy that didn't like her, the mugshot pictures to put in their wallet size. It's the funniest fucking thing I ever saw. Because when it happened, by the end of the day, he had like copies of it. And he came into the store and he's like, I got something to show you. And I was like, what? And he opens his wallet. And you know the first those stupid little picture wallet, you know, the little wallet holder. The first picture in there
this is my
is
niece.
That picture. He's like, look at this, and she looks haggard and pissed, and just like overly like covered in sweat, she just got arrested, she's just getting put in,
and
like,
awful.
It's like, oh my god! And then all that shit happened between you know with you and she was telling me about that, and I was like, holy shit! This is like after she left, like she like went down to another state. Like when they all broke up, she went back to school and she came down to visit and she was explaining that to me because she was like, oh, you know, Derek, did you hear about this? And I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
Getting the full story.
And then they
did nothing to him.
My employee file and Pat's employee file were both missing when the detectives went to the restaurant and checked everything.
Yeah.
And so Pat's getting all worried and he's like, he's like freaking out. He's like,
what's he gonna do?
He's like, dude, my file's missing. I'm like, yeah, mine too. He's like, all my stuff's on that though. He has my social security number and everything. I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you realize what he could do with that?
I'm like, douchebag.
Yeah,
he did that with me already.
Douchebag. I have
freaking. Fuck have you been?
I have bills. I don't even.
Do you have any idea what he could do with it? No, not really.
No clue. I didn't just go through all this. No,
wasn't paying attention.
I have a water bill on mine under my name that I don't even pay. You jackass.
That's amazing how you can do that.
Another friend of mine had that. Didn't I tell you about
that's
this?
How the terrorists win.
Yeah,
I can't. That's how they do it. I won't bring his name up, but when he was in college, he was dating this chick, right? And they were dating for a while. They were all heavy. And all of a sudden, she disappeared. Like, right before the end of school. Right before the end of the semester. 2 months later, he gets calls and shit like that from his credit. Saying, oh, you owe us this. And it's like millions of dollars.
Whoa.
Millions?
She's.
Millions.
Okay, a couple, like high, couple of thousands.
20,000.
A couple of thousand. She stole his social security card out of his wallet and just left town. Because she just upped and vanished one day and he didn't understand why. Like, what happened to her? And then he finds out that she stole his ID and friggin' was charging shit left and right.
Yeah.
And destroyed his credit. Like, he's still crippled from it.
This guy didn't fuck my credit up.
No, he just put bills under your name.
Yeah, he was paying it.
No, she was buying shit left and right with his under his name.
But what I don't understand about him was, why didn't he just do his own gas bill?
Because they wouldn't let him because his credit was bad.
If your credit's that bad that you can't get gas.
Apparently it was.
You can't get public utilities.
According to his fiance,
is that bad? Yeah,
because she turned it all off on him.
Yep. Which is how he found out about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I found out because he called one of the employees, and on the caller ID it came up my name.
So weird because like, if it was like a rental place, why couldn't like the landlord just put it in like the landlord's name
rental?
And he just I think it was.
No, they weren't paying
There's no reason why anyone would buy that house.
No.
No reason.
They weren't paying for it because when she left when it was all done, when the rent was done, you know, when the money ran out. When the year was up. And
it's just so weird how you can, like, call up and say, like, all right, this is my name, this is my address, and this is my social security number, and this is where I want a phone to be put, you know? And this is you? Yep, that's me.
The one and only.
What else do we know? What other things can we throw out into the open right now?
I'm gay.
What?
So am I. And I have no problem admitting it.
Huh? Get off me!
Oh, he's touching him. He's touching Vaughn. Oh, Vaughn's licking him. Oh, he's pulling his finger.
Come on. Play by play.
Vaughn has his cock out.
And it's small.
Sucking it.
No.
Swallow.
Well, don't know. Oh, we didn't do the Campbell soup story.
Yeah, we're going to do the Campbell soup story.
Father accused of poisoning
his... Everyone be quiet. Now do the Campbell soup story.
Oh, we didn't do the Campbell soup story.
Are you gonna... Oh, wow. What's that?
Oh, God.
In Atlanta, a father was accused of poisoning his children's soup in a scheme to sue Campbell Soup Company.
Wow.
The children, a 3-year-old boy and an 18-month-old sister, were taken to the hospital emergency rooms, blah, 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 three times in January. It took him this long? He put prescription drugs.
He wanted to build a good case.
Prozac and that other thing you can...
Amphiphaphathylene.
Basically, depression medicine he put in there to poison them so he could say his children got sick off of Campbell soup and get money.
Wow.
I thought we would have more on that, but apparently not.
Yeah.
I hate kids. We could talk about how we hate kids.
I don't mind kids.
I don't care for kids. Yeah. I like them when they're dead.
Wow.
Was that a little...
I don't dislike them that much.
No, I'm only kidding. I don't mind kids. If they're not mine,
I don't know they're dead.
I don't mind them if they're not mine. And if they are mine and I don't know, I'm good. Because you never know. I never know.
How can you poison your own kids?
I found this dead rat in my beer, eh? Maybe you can get a free six-pack.
There's a couple weird broads that I've been with that I haven't been very protective of.
Ooh.
During the whole time period.
Whoa.
Oh, so you may be a daddy.
So you
maybe.
Get that,
I don't know.
You get that thought in the back of your head?
No, never.
No.
If one of... I've ever seen him again, maybe he'd be like, that kid doesn't look like me.
You just saw that fat one, right? And, you know, like...
No.
So how many kids you got?
Fucking recliner.
No.
She has a little ottoman with her.
She actually... She's now, like, best friends with my first girlfriend. And, like, I saw her, like, a couple weeks ago, and she was telling me how she was doing. And she's like, oh, she lost a lot of weight, but she's very immature. And she's very, not immature, but she's very insecure about her weight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, awesome. God.
There we go.
Turkey ass. There it is. 20 minutes later.
Done? Can we get back on?
Hey.
You fat.
Our microphone didn't work.
Nice. Oh,
how's that smell?
Turkey club.
Smells like turkey.
Without a freaking tomato.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I'd do that if I was... I'd find somebody better to sue.
Campbell's
soup, they're not really up and coming anymore.
Well, or do what the that woman did when she bought the Mexican's thumb and shoved it in the chili.
The chili.
Chili.
The chili con queso.
I think we're tired.
I don't know.
It's a little late now.
It's almost two.
You guys got to go to work tomorrow.
Almost one.
What time are you going to be there, Craig?
8 o'clock start.
7 o'clock.
But I was going to go for the going in early this week because we got one guy on vacation, but never seems to happen.
No, it never does.
Keep pushing the old alarm clock back that extra hour.
No, my job, it's 7 o'clock or you're dead.
Really?
Or they come to your house and shoot you?
No, they just kind of say I didn't show up, and then the next day I come in, they yell at me. And I don't want that.
So how long do you have until...
how many days?
Well, how long do you have until, like, you get full mailman immunity to everything?
It's normally 2 years in the PTF build.
Really?
But hopefully I should be in by the end of this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a couple guys retiring.
Hmm.
Mailmen are crazy.
Well, when they retire, do they have to give up their rifles and handguns?
Shut up! No, they got to give their clothes up. That's all.
Why would you want a handgun?
No, there's two guys in my office that are certifiable nut jobs. There's one guy. He doesn't carry his route anymore because he
carries gun.
No, shut up. He doesn't do his. He cases his route, but he doesn't carry it because they don't want him driving because he has seizures. I mean, because he's
crazy.
No. That's not that fault, but. He's nutty. Like he gets sight. Like he had like
as nutty as a fruitcake.
Saturday. No, listen to me.
Nutty as squirrel.
On Saturday,
shit.
he needed a cart to start case. He was casing his route and bringing it and pulling it down. And he needed a cart to put it on. You know, to put all his crap together so he can give it to the PTF to do. And he was in a 25-minute battle with one of the clerks about the cart. He's like, I need this clerk now. You know, and they were fighting back and forth. And finally, you know, one of our managers came up and stopped them both. Because they were getting loud.
Was the other guy crazy, too?
No, the other guy was, like, kind of, like, you know, you know, there's another one outside.
You ain't getting my motherfucking cart. No, my cart, bitch.
He was just pretty much trying to be reasonable. He's like, go outside. There's a whole bunch. Why do you need this one? And he's screaming and yelling. He's getting red. His veins are popping out of his head. And finally, one of my shop stewards comes up to him and goes, you know, calm down. You know, walk away. You know.
It's your cornbread. Fuck him.
Oh, he's my motherfucking
and he's
cornbread.
Just sitting there freaking take
my
mumbling
cornbread
and
my
stumbling
goddamn
like a psychopath.
It's your cornbread.
Fuck you. He was like, motherfucker. We're just like, oh, shit. Like, he's like one of those guys, like, if you get him, like, one day, he's just going to go ape.
He's going to be back in Vietnam one day. And you guys are all going to be in trouble.
It's like, oh,
he's
going to
be touching little
boys. I mean, most of the people in my office are grade A people. Just great.
Whatever happened to Gary Glitter?
He's in Cambodia serving, like, 5 years.
5 years?
Something like that.
What? Cambodia?
Yeah, well, it's not Cambodia, but like Bang, like one of those,
Vietnam or something.
Yeah, well, he got arrested. He got arrested.
You didn't hear about that?
I know he got arrested in England for kiddie porn
and
on his computer.
Well, he got out for that, right? He got out for the years he served in that, and he went to a mid Asian
or something.
It was Vietnam or Cambodia or some of those
Thailand or some shit
something
like that.
One of those small little Asian places.
He got arrested there.
And he got arrested there because he bought two children from a family.
Oh. Well,
yeah. No, he tried to.
He tried to. And and their main charge was, like, the main penalty was death. Like, they were going to cut his head off. That was the thing.
That would be
And he was
amazing.
Able to bargain it out to, like, 5 years in jail.
That's a good lawyer.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cochran of the Near East.
Yeah.
Because it was like they buried him up to his neck in sand and they cut his head off.
But in his defense,
he's
at least it
toucher?
Was underage girls. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, but...
Oh, it was?
They were girls. They weren't boys.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, that's surprising that he likes underage girls.
Girls. I want to make love to kids. Hey.
Look at my hair now. Da-da-da-da. He always has those weird. Well, the last thing I saw with him, he had the bald head, no eyebrows. He looked
Boy George
completely creepy.
Daddy Round Eye's gonna get you.
And you, but you don't bleed yet. No period. Yeah. No kids.
Paris soldier for yak. Hey.
Make love a long time. Yeah.
Badoo badoo.
Do 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 do.
So. Are we ending this? Or are we doing the Star Wars theme? Star Wars.
See, I wasn't ready.
Well, you got this lovely little figurine you bought. This lovely little doll of Luke with the
it's
black.
Not a doll.
It's a fucking doll.
It's not a doll.
It's a doll.
What is it? What is it?
It looks just like
it. It's an action.
It's not a doll. It's a what?
No, it doesn't have the little car crash smile he's made when he
does
made
he
that
the,
film.
Does he have the scar on him?
The car crash scars?
Well, then why is he wearing a glove? You know how this car crashes.
Because he got his hand cut off.
I know, but...
Yeah, did you watch the movies for fuck's sake?
What?
Did you watch the movies for fuck's sake?
What movies? I thought Darth Vader killed him in a car crash. I thought that's how he lost his hand. It was hanging out the window on the school bus. Wasn't it?
It's Jedi Luke.
You ever seen that,
Jedi?
What movie was it? That Martin Sheen movie where he plays the bike rider? The motorcycle rider?
Oh, Mark Hamill?
No. Martin Sheen. Martin... Sorry.
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
With that, like, ghost car thing?
The ghost, the ghost, where he's the ghost biker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the title of it is.
It's a ghost car, too.
I saw it a couple days ago, and I was like, ooh, this is cool. Man, I don't know why I'm bringing this up.
Wow, that was a great story, Vaughn.
I believe we're talking about Mark Hamill here, you retard.
Didn't he get into a car accident or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't that scar thing on his face?
Boy, he was all fucked up in those last two movies.
I thought he looked fine.
That's what I was getting
at. What
are
you, nuts?
If he's got the glove in his hand, he would be in the second movie with the scar on his face, but it didn't happen to him.
Are we over? Are you going to say goodbye? Production guy, say goodbye.
Good day.
Next week's show
is
Elvis Impersonators.
The week show after that, canceled. Everyone else, canceled. Niedermeyer, dead. Gene Wormser, dead.
Don't stop him. Let
him
come
on. Get some bad podcasts for us.
Yeah,
Dean Dun, Dan,
Dan
Dunn, dead.
I want bad ones. Really bad
Awful.
Ones.
Eric, dead.
I want, like...
Pat.
Naked Ray.
Dead.
Dead. Derek,
Matt.
Dead.
Okay. I'll stay.
No.
Two guys from the Dublin House, dead. Dean Wormser,
dead.
Ronald Reagan, dead. Gary Glitter, head chopped off. Good.